Karen Allen, who executive produced and stars in the film A Stage of Twilight, is belling at the Woodstock Film Festival on Friday, September 30th. The film is the final, in this final chapter of their marriage, Barry's wife, Cora, played by Karen Allen, struggles with his impending death and the decisions he makes about his final months. The film will be shown tomorrow, September 30th, at the Woodstock Film Festival, and you can find out more by going to their website. And in the meantime, it is a great pleasure, as always, to welcome Karen Allen to our program. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I am fine. I always love talking to you. It's great to hear your voice, and I hope you are well.
Yes, well, thank you. I always enjoy talking to you, too, and I'm great, yeah.
Excellent. So tell us about a stage of Twilight, of how this particular project came about.
Well, it's based on a play that I got involved with the playwright about 7 years ago, and she was working on an idea that she had of exploring different end-of-life scenarios, things that people struggle with. And I worked on it with her over 7 years. We did some readings and did some workshops with it at different theaters. And then COVID hit, and she sat down and wrote it as a screenplay. And we shot it last summer down in New Milford, Connecticut. And so I have quite a history with this particular piece of material.
What is it like to executive produce something like this and to star in something like this, that duality?
Well, I mean, my executive producer role in this really was, all focused really on my process with it over the 7 years. That I ended up being quite involved in the sort of development of the story and of the script. And once I sort of stepped into my, acting the role of Cora in the actual film, I really set aside my producer role. So it was more, in this particular case, it was more a pre-production sort of experience of just trying to help her fine-tune the screenplay, and I had helped her fine-tune the play for many years. And there's quite a difference between the play and the screenplay, as often is the case. The play only had three characters in it, and the screenplay quite opens up so that there's really two different stories that are being told simultaneously in the screenplay.
That end of life struggle gets intensified. We when we meet Joey, who is a neighbor boy, who is ultimately a surrogate son to the couple. They don't have any children, and that's something to keep in mind for this couple as well. That becomes, well, paramount.
Yeah, I mean, their life is somewhat insular. They had a child that they lost very early on in their marriage, and they haven't. And then they've gone through the rest of their lives together without children. But they've become very close to a boy that lives on the farm next to them, who's become, in a sense, a surrogate son or grandson to them. And he has his own story that's being told at the same time as theirs.
Is it when you explore things like this, I'm curious of how you put yourself into Cora, of what it takes to have this the a woman who is struggling, a woman who is looking at these aspects of her life, this final chapter of her marriage, and really, as I said, struggling.
Well, there's often sort of strange parallels sometimes when you choose a role as an actor. It doesn't always happen, but, sometimes there are these sort of strange parallels in your life. I think during the time that we were developing this, My dad was very ill and then passed. My mom was very ill and then passed not long before we started to shoot. My sister, who had not been particularly ill, she passed from COVID, sadly, not long before we started working on the screenplay. And so I was in this sort of state of, you know, loss and really, you know, kind of very kind of similar struggles inside of myself that Cora was going through. I had also recently lost a very close friend, and there were similar situations in her passing in the sense that she very much chose to isolate herself. And so these are very interesting. I think the film itself, because I've been now to a number of festivals with it and listened to audience feedback and Q&As, and it seems this particular story seems to have really, you know, touched a nerve and really created fascinating conversation around it, because it really is about, you know, whose life is it, whose death is it, if someone chooses to not be surrounded by family and friends and loved ones when they're dying, if they choose to go away and isolate themselves and they want to die kind of in their own, under the conditions that they set for themselves. You know, I guess the question is, are they free to do it without, right, you know, judgment and struggle around them making that kind of a choice? And so it raises a lot of interesting issues.
And how does it impact those they leave behind?
Exactly. Yeah. And how does it impact them, you know, during the actual process?
Right.
I think, you know, that's Cora's story, and Cora's struggle is, you know, that she finds it unbearable to think that he would not. They've been together for 45 years. They have a loving, caring relationship, and this sort of comes at her out of the blue. She has no idea that he would be someone who, you know, he thinks he's doing it for her. He thinks he's protecting her from having to suffer along with him, but she doesn't feel that way at all. So it's a fascinating kind of look at it's really a love story ultimately between these two people who have in a sense this final struggle to look at together and try to figure out, you know, how both people can do what they need to do.
As you're dealing with your own grief over your family members and your parents and your friend, is it cathartic to, for want of a better term, sort of wallow in it, to look at something like this that brings you to that space where you can really think of different situations and different scenarios that are presented to us?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we as actors, we are kind of grist for our mill.
Sure.
You know, our lives are directly connected to, you know, the work that we do and our experiences. And sometimes you have to dig a little deeper when you play a character who's maybe very far away from what you're going through in your own life. But I feel like, you know, it gives a voice to a lot of the, you know, feelings of grief and of confusion and all the things that one goes through in times like that. It gives, you know, as an actor, I feel often we are given the gift of being able to take those emotions and express them in a way that can communicate them maybe differently than I would be able to do otherwise. You know, sometimes, you know, during difficult times in one's life like that, it all gets held so internally. And to be able to go and create a story with someone in which some of those thoughts and feelings and experiences are, you know, can be useful in some way, you know, it's certainly, it feels like a, you know, I feel very grateful for it in my life. I feel very happy that I have a way to, in a sense, transform some of those feelings.
The film is being shown as part of the 23rd Annual Woodstock Film Festival. That's a film festival that you have had a relationship with for a long time. Give us a sense of the importance of film festivals like that, and of even Woodstock in particular, of what that is like, and what you as an actress and as an artist get from those experiences.
Well, I'm a huge supporter and lover of film festivals. I've been for the last week out in Port Townsend, Washington, which is outside of Seattle, at their festival, and I saw, I think, 13 films while I was there, and one was more extraordinary than the next, and it was a beautifully curated festival, and I just feel that this is and will continue to be a very important way for communities to come together to experience films that will, for the most part, not necessarily make it into commercial theaters. So usually there's a lot of wonderful documentaries, a lot of independent features, and the cost of putting a film out to distribute it out into theaters these days is so huge that, you know, this is really, you know, at least in the beginning, a way to take a small, more personal film, an independent film that doesn't have a huge amount of money behind it, and bring it out to people all across the country. I mean, by the time this is done, I think this is our fifth or sixth festival, but by the time the year, usually a film lives in festivals for about a year, an indie film, and by the time this one is done, it will have seen a very, very wide audience. We'll have, for the most part, either myself or the director or the producer or Bill Sadler, who plays my husband, will have been there to be able to talk to the audiences which, you know, seems always to be a very special experience that people don't get to have when they go, you know, to a big commercial theater. So I think that the film festival in and of itself is strong and well. And, you know, this year is a very interesting year because everybody's just sticking their toe back in the water after 2 years of mostly online, you know, right, viewings, and it feels really good. I've sat now, and I think this is the fourth or fifth festival I've been to with this film, and it feels like people are coming back to, as I think they are to the theater in general. They're coming back into communing together and watching a film together, watching a play together in a very wonderful way, and it feels like little by little, you know, we're sweeping away the cobwebs of COVID and coming back together again to share an experience, and that in and of itself is thrilling.
There are two screening days for a Stage of Twilight. It'll be shown tomorrow, Friday, September 30th at 2:30 at the Woodstock Playhouse. Also, it will be shown on Sunday, the 2nd of October at 4 p.m. at the Orpheum Theater in Saugerties. And you can find out more information about both of those events by going to woodstockfilmfestival.org, woodstockfilmfestival.org. Karen Allen executive produced the film and stars in the film, as Cora as well. Karen, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. I thank you so much for being with us. Have a beautiful time at the festival, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks. It's always a pleasure to speak to you as well.
Be well. Thank you. Again, A Stage of Twilight at the Woodstock Film Festival. Find out more, woodstockfilmfestival.org, woodstockfilmfestival.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.